Hi, I'm Jessica Carter, and this is your Metabolic Reset, helping you reach your health goals with simple tips and strategies. Today we're talking about foods that can actually lower our stress levels. How cool is that? And number one, this isn't necessarily like the number one, it's just the one I'm most excited to talk about, is dark chocolate. Woohoo! I actually eat this every evening. It's a calming ritual for me. It's a happiness ritual for me. And if you don't like dark chocolate, you can kind of train yourself to like it. I used to only like milk chocolate. And when I read that dark chocolate was healthier, I switched to it. And it took a little while, maybe a month or two. And now I like it so much more than milk chocolate. Dark chocolate contains flavanols, which are plant compounds that act as antioxidants. So some research suggests that it can benefit brain function and actually have neuroprotective effects. In particular, it may increase blood flow to the brain and enhance cell signaling pathways. These effects may allow us to adjust better to stressful situations. So maybe that's one of the things when you're having a stressful situation you think about eating. Maybe you just have like a little square of dark chocolate and take some deep breaths and help manage stress. And dark chocolate's pretty healthy. I wouldn't eat like an entire big thing of dark chocolate, but just a square for you to enjoy and take some deep breaths, I think would be awesome. All right, next is green tea. It contains an amino acid that's been studied for positive effects that it has on brain health. And in a double-blind randomized study, participants who consumed a beverage like green tea reported significantly lower stress and decreased levels of the stress hormone cortisol. So maybe next time you're feeling a little bit stressed, pamper yourself with a nice hot cup of green tea. Next up are several herbs, and the first one is chamomile, and it's believed to help regulate neurotransmitters related to mood, such as serotonin, dopamine, and GABA. It may also help regulate the HPA axis, which is a central part of the body's stress response. And I recommend this in a tea or essential oil form. It's a great essential oil to diffuse, put a drop in your hands and breathe it in. If you haven't tried chamomile, it's one of my absolute favorite. I actually use this one for sleep too. I bet you've probably heard that lavender is super calming, so that's our next one. It's one of my favorite stress-supporting essential oils, and it's in my very favorite stress-supporting supplement called Adaptive. If you haven't tried our Adaptive and you're having to manage a lot of stress, please, please try it. It is a game changer. It includes lavender. It also includes number 5, and I don't know that I'm saying this correctly, but it's Scalidium. And Scalidium promotes alert serenity. So you're calm, but you're also alert. It supports healthy emotional responses to everyday stressors. It balances mood, stabilizing hormones, and improves cognitive function. So it's not going to be that calm where you can't get anything done. You're still going to be very alert and have cognitive function. This supplement also contains number 6, which is ahi flower, and it may reduce anxious feelings according to clinical data. It's cultivated for its precious seeds, which produce a healthy omega-rich oil. And omega-3s and omegas in general are really known for brain health. And brain health contributes to stress health, and it contributes to mood health. It contributes to emotional health. So that's why that one is so important. So that's ahi flower. I'm personally not getting these individually except for lavender and chamomile. I'm taking them in the supplement that's known as Adaptive. Now, some foods that can improve our stress levels over time are salmon, blueberries, eggs, and almonds. So you might want to start adding those to your weekly diet. And I actually recommend doTERRA's probiotic called PB Restore Probiome. There is no other probiotic out there like it. It is absolutely incredible. And probiotics support the gut-brain axis. This is an intricate system between the gastrointestinal tract and the brain. And research really suggests that healthy gut bacteria may be linked with mental health. More and more studies are coming out about this all the time. So these probiotics promote mental health, brain function by reducing inflammation and increasing the production of mood-boosting neurotransmitters such as serotonin. Such a big deal. When you think about probiotic, you might not think about mental health, but they are definitely linked. And then since inflammation is also a big part, you've heard several things talk about calming inflammation, I actually recommend turmeric. And of course, doTERRA's turmeric is absolutely incredible. I'll include a link in the show notes, but if you haven't tried it and maybe you're even your doctor recommend turmeric, this is nothing like the turmeric you can get in the store. It is so bioavailable. Your body can absorb it. It can use it right away. It's absolutely the best turmeric out there. If you haven't tried it, please try it. I think you'll love it. Let me know if you have any questions. Please subscribe or follow, and I'll see you next time.